When I tell you that I have loved you, oh, wonderful entities, it is so because I have labored arduously to bring you ever to a place of a loftier reflection, a place of loftier stature, have endeavored to inspire within you my very words that they would be holy, divine. When uttered, they bring about power and change. They do, because those are the realities of my words. To love you enough to see within you a Christ that has yet to even been conceived of. To love you enough to push you beyond the perimeters of your own anger, your own rebellion, your own selfishness, to push you further than you would have ever pushed yourself. Now, there are those of you that have missed me sorely since our last parley. Why do you think you did? And what was it that you missed? My body? What did you miss? Why did you come back? I've inspired within you what is struggling to be born. Love. A love so powerful and so strong that perhaps for the first time in your life, you've actually loved a real live God. Someone that you can come at least once a month and talk to or listen to and see and touch and be inspired by. Someone that tells you that you're greater than your body. An inspiration that rushes with passion, but of an unusual kind. What sort of entity could possibly pull you out of the dregs of your own self-annihilation? What could possibly pull you away from your inward fires, your guilty minds and your torments and all of the things you want? Love. How do you get this? I suffered a lot in my life. I did. I sacrificed a great deal in my life. God was more important to me than taking a wife. God was more important to me because my anger was more important to me. The march was more important than the home. The wind was more important than yesterday's cold meal. Solitude was more important than a million dancing, beautiful women. I suffered a great deal in my life and sacrificed even more. But what was my reward? What I feel for you tonight? What I understand about you tonight? You don't have a lot of love yet. But you will. How do you get it? Since the last time we were together, you've thought a lot about me, pondered. Hardly a day went by you didn't think of my name or reflect upon me in one way or another. Don't you do that with people you love? Yes. What you think you love. But with people that you do that to, there's a consequence. You usually get them, embed them, or you end up chasing them around. You play a game with them. Winner take all. But you cannot do that with me.